Now back to the show.
Back to business.
Did you need to take a break? Did you want me to give you a break? I could do like.
No.
We're right into it.
No, we're going into the B block, which is normally it's like A, B, C, but okay. Again, we went half the show with the news here, so we're just going into the B block where we still talk about the news, but we like to have a little levity to it.
Okay,
some fun.
And you know, our first segment on the B block is everyone's favorite. It's the Mayo Report.
Woo!
What's the Mayo Report, you ask?
What is the Mayo Report?
Well, as we've been talking about caucasity, there's no shortage of stories. And I usually like to go to Vice News. Like, I'm never looking for it, but it always is like my main source of white nonsense. Mm-hmm. We're going to take a slight detour because we're out public, we're in live, and we want to support black media. I'm actually going to go the route with this one. And this comes from... Murjani Rawls. It's the Republican National Committee's decision to withdraw from future debates is no big surprise.
Mm.
And if you're wondering, wait, the Republican National Committee decided to withdraw from debates? Yeah. Yeah, that's a thing.
Is this like as big as it sounds?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
You're just going to withdraw altogether from debates.
Yeah, they're putting out, I guess it's a pledge to make sure people don't, you know, participate. So I think one of the people who's signed up is, you know, a great black man of history, Herschel Walker.
I thought this was the Mayo Report.
Yeah, or other one for people like David Perdue, if we want to bring it back to the whiteness. Famously, you got decided not to show up against John Ossoff, and John Ossoff, who ended up going on to beat him in the Senate race in Georgia.
Uh-huh.
I think he debated like an empty chair or something. It was really great times.
Uh-huh.
But
listen,
yeah.
In the case of Herschel Walker, that's a smart decision. You should not debate. I don't know if it needs to be a decision made across the entire party, but he should be dodging every debate possible. Like, so, bro,
Republicans just aren't debating?
That's wild.
I mean, look, there's been a...
Maybe the Dems will accept it, so it doesn't matter.
There's been, like, a pretty consistent move towards just, like, how can we have the least accountability possible? It's very consistent, but I do think this is a good time to highlight, because, again, it's midterm season.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is, you know, prime politics doesn't matter. Why should you vote season, which... makes me roll my eyes. So let's talk about...
Don't fall for it, y'all.
Let's talk about some nuance here. The nuances of white supremacy and the GOP and the Democratic Party. Both, I'd say, would over-index in upholding white supremacy.
Mm-hmm.
I think we can all agree on that. But
yep.
GOP has kind of made itself the party of the Confederacy, just not subtly. Like,
right.
No.
At all.
No
like,
way subtle.
Once upon a time, it would just be Mitch McConnell taking pictures next to a gigantic Confederate flag, and then we'd have to find it. Now it's just like, nah, this is what we do.
Now you're having a great Confederate time.
Yeah.
You know, we endorse terrorism straight up on the streets. Like, anytime has a cop killed a black person, let's get on TV and talk about why they should get off.
Right.
Everyone knows the subtext here. It's the Super Bowl of racism for this day. Let's go. And you get, you know, I mean, you have this whole infrastructure. You have Fox News mainlining Confederate talking points and neo-Nazi talking points.
Fox News, Newsmax.
Yeah.
There's so many own...
You know,
yeah.
You got, I'm going to call her Marjorie Greene. I say that on purpose because I know people want to do like the three names thing, which they tried to do on purpose to mimic AOC.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go for it. Call her Marjorie. Mm-hmm. Call her
just Marge.
I don't know. Something disrespectful.
Cool.
Yeah.
She's wild.
You know, you got Matt Gaetz out here just in public, even though, you know, he's a. It's like facing charges for child sex trafficking.
Yep.
Like that's a real thing.
No, real talk.
While they're calling all of their political opponents pedophiles. Like, that's happening out here. And Another fun story from The Root.
Oh, God, please.
Yeah, we got more. Florida GOP candidate sold tear gas used on BLM protesters. So, you know, if we're just kind of like closing the circle here, or it's not just like the talking points, but someone who actually is just like, yeah, I materially sold the arms, not even outside of the country like normal, but just in here.
Okay.
To oppress you specifically.
And this was like the expired tear gas and all that, correct?
No. Just he also sold it, fun story, he also sold it to Hong Kong to crack down on protesters there as well. So
all right,
it's international.
Just
as well.
So I'm clear, because I too, Ado, I'm confused. This is a legislator or someone that's running?
Yes.
And in their past, they sold tear gas.
Oh, they sold arms, including tear gas.
Arms, like arms in general.
Like he is an arms dealer.
He's an arms dealer.
Yes. Included in his arms dealing, because, you know, again, arms dealer normally should be like a disqualifier at the beginning, but we also live in a world where, like, but wait, wasn't Tony Stark's an arms dealer? So it's all
okay,
good.
Okay, come on, no, man.
Hey, I'm not actually making before we trigger the Batman argument again. That argument this time. Uh-huh. He had a transformation. He had a moment.
Okay.
Did you get kidnapped?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
And, you know, I'm not going to go in on Tony Stark. Ambush was triggered.
I saw Ambush light up.
Jeez. God, every superhero billionaire, he's on their top. He won't give any of them a break.
I mean, you do have to acknowledge superhero billionaire. Like, what,
do I? Do I have to acknowledge it? Do I?
We are living in a time, again.
Is there enough acknowledgement?
Ambush. I love Rihanna, but she is a billionaire, and there's a lot that goes into that.
So I'm going to bring this back to the gym.
Sorry.
This is the Mayo report.
Sorry, Tony Stark.
Mayonnaise. I'm going to bring it back to the GOP.
Bring it back
to the party of the Confederacy.
Yes. Yes. Apologies.
Yes. Leave Rihanna alone.
I hope the pregnancy is going well.
No one wants that smoke.
Yeah, I don't want that smoke. I apologize. I do not want that smoke.
Request for that smoke.
No.
Like, nah.
I'm going to cut that part out.
I don't want her Navy or any of that.
What real one?
Nah.
So,
I'm not trying to vanish right quick.
Bruh.
So bringing it back to the substance is that you have all these people, all these characters, whether it be accused pedophiles, you know,
arms dealers.
Borderline
politically active.
Borderline, you know.
But who do we hold responsible for that?
No, well, but here's the thing. Even, like, at least I don't think debates are perfect. I think they can be overrated. But at least from, like, a public spectacle standpoint, like, they can move some kind of a needle. They do have some level of holding people accountable.
I agree.
And could they be run much better? Yes.
Absolutely.
Could they be moderated so much better? Yes. But
would it matter, though? When the Dems don't show up,
does it matter? See, that brings me to my other part of this, because this, on one hand, you see this behavior from the GOP, and you're like, yeah, but they're going to do what they're going to do.
Right.
What are the Dems going to do? And usually it's
allow them to do what they're going to do.
Yeah.
Right.
There's
a
lot of news to disappoint you.
Yeah.
But that said,
it takes all the rally out of me. Like, I can't care if y'all don't. It's y'all job to care.
Right.
It's like, it's really your job to care.
But I do want to be intentional about saying, you gotta fight off the disillusionment. Like, I'm not saying go out here and just, like, you know, get co-opted by some white candidate.
Yeah.
You know, but there is a push right now, whether it be from the grifters, whether it be from people who just don't know better.
Mm-hmm.
And again, a lot of them, we're in Portland. Mm-hmm. It comes from a lot of white leftists who loves. I saw this today, something about, I forgot who posted on Twitter, but just like, you know, white leftists love to tell black people to, like, not make money. And it's like that, and like not invest in, like, electoral politics.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
right.
It's not, because it's one thing to, like, acknowledge the skepticisms and the clear problems with the systems.
Right.
It's another thing to just argue for people to like intentionally disenfranchise themselves when you, whether you are personally invested in the system, have people in politics looking out for your interests.
Correct.
When a lot of you have money, like some of the wildest one of the wildest conversations I had in LO, I was at, just to put these people on blast, like I'm not going to say your name, but I was with a friend and his girlfriend at their house, you know, eating dinner, and she started talking about how she just, again, this is in LO. This is with the privileges, talking about how she just like dumpster dives for recreation.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait.
You know, just like Oswego. Just like prove a point. And I was just like.
I like how Taya like didn't flinch. She was like, this is it.
You said dumpster dive for recreation.
I looked up and it was just like, wait, what? And Taya's like,
so Lake Oswego, this is like, I've been in Oregon for like 6 years. So like in high school, Lake Oswego, also co-opted as Lake No Negro.
Yep.
I've heard that. Yes, Lake No Negro, heard that.
I grew up there. That is where I'm from.
So you were at this dinner party, and this person, who I'm assuming, now correct my assumption, has some good financials on them.
Yeah.
Is dumpster diving for fun.
Yeah, we're eating dinner. Just to, you know, eat dinner, but it's just like to prove a point. It's just like,
what's the point that is attempted to be improved?
It's like, yeah, well, I'm so curious.
Yeah, the food's wrapped up. It's still okay, but also,
wait, were you fed?
Oh no, Okay, we were eating like a cooked meal there. But like, it's just like, well, it's fine. It's clear. It's like, cool. I get that. I've heard this argument before, but again. Mm-hmm. You have to go out of your way to do this.
Yes,
you are going out of your way to do this. And is that the goal?
What
is that?
There's so much to unpack here because that is such a slap in the face in Oregon. Like
to people who like actually need to dumpster dive.
Yes,
okay. I agree.
In Oregon, you were telling me that you were just going. You live in Lake Oswego. You have money, and you're just like, Let me hop in the dumpster right quick and look for, like, what is your goal? What is the mission?
I mean, it's just like, it's kind of that thing of rejecting, you know, you have that guilt of being in Lake Oswego, so you're trying to, like, reject everything, and then somewhere you just jump the shark to, you know.
That's the way to put it.
Because it's like, that's jumping the shark. As opposed to, you know, spending that time and energy to like empower people.
Right.
You're just like
support people.
How can I throw off, see, I'm just like everyone else, but it's like, no.
No. This time that you've spent.
You really don't have to, like, there's no reason. You are literally going
traveling
out of your way to do this.
Yes.
And it's just like
you could have fed someone dinner. There's so many options.
I also think there's a degree of there's like a skewed risk assessment for people that aren't part of marginalized communities.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that are fighting for resources. So like dumpster diving and eating possibly expired food, it's risky.
Yes.
If you don't have to take that risk, you're literally doing it for fun. You're doing it for trade or whatever. You're doing it to have a good story. But then you have people who actually do need
to do that.
To do that.
Like actively.
Yeah. Like it's, what is the, so you guys, I'm sorry I keep going to like pop culture, but the Paula Patton chicken thing.
The what?
Yeah.
Paula Patton with the fried chicken.
No, I did not.
So she got on live and started frying chicken and she was saying this is a recipe from her mother.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't
frying is a very generous word.
Yeah. She didn't properly clean the chicken. One.
Okay.
Two, she just dipped it in some flour that was completely unseasoned.
Okay.
And then threw it in the oil. So then while it's frying in the oil, she seasoned the chicken while in the oil. And it was just like, I'm not really sure exactly what's supposed to be happening here, but I do not believe that is your mom's recipe. It could not have been. No, I was very upset. It triggered me. I was like, I need to start editing some Cooking with Ams right now because this is
like, they seasoned the oil.
Yeah. So on Twitter, people were commenting about her, you know, not washing her chicken.
Uh-huh.
And
that's what people were, that's the first
one thing. One of the things, great. Right? So there was like a black chef and they were like, listen, you know, I'm sure you already heard this before. You do not need to rinse or clean your chicken. And people were responding. They were just saying your meat, period. And people were responding with like, what about like when you take it out of the package and it has that slime on it? It's got that layer on it. Her response was, if it has that layer or odor to it, throw it out. It's obviously not good anymore. And go get some other meat. And I'm like, you don't even understand how classist you sound right now.
Yeah.
Because we've always had to deal with scraps. Also, the meat that we're buying that has the slime on it is FDA approved.
So you're just throwing
the red
away.
Meat has been dyed. The salmon has been dyed. It's all FDA approved. So we're getting it. We've come to the point where it's like, we know how to prepare the food that has slime on it.
Yes.
We clean it, use vinegar, hot water, lemon juice. Like, we clean it, and now the food is edible. But you're like, oh, no, no, no. If it smells bad, just toss it.
That word? Is so difficult. Word? It's just like, it's as you just said, it's as simple as hot water.
That's it.
Yes.
Yeah. That's it. Dude, the way she put the chicken under the cold water as if she was trying to rinse an ice cube that she didn't want to melt. It was like, there we go.
Wowzers.
So here's the thing. Someone was holding that camera.
Yeah.
Someone edited that footage. Yes. There were eyewitnesses to that foolishness, and they did not protect her because that should not have gone out.
And she still seasoned the oil.
Bruh, season the oil.
So... I'm going to bring it back again.
Yeah. Yes.
Because we're talking about the GOP.
Sorry. I'm still talking about dumpster diving.
RNC deciding to, you know, basically encourage candidates not to participate in debates.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just say again, you know, it's easy to stay or easy to be disillusioned about the political process because there's a lot of terrible actors here. And they dominate the conversation. They dominate most of the infrastructure. Find organizations that are actually, and there's plenty of them, led by black and brown people out here doing the work that actually needs to be done. There are some actually exciting candidates running for office on platforms of actual structural change.
Yep, right.
It's 7:25, so I don't have time to get into Bruce's political endorsements and analysis for May.
We'll save it for the next episode.
But stay active, stay vigilant. Uh-huh. And let's move on to our second B-Block segment. It's our favorite game show that actually hasn't happened yet because of some technical difficulties.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes. What are the technical difficulties?
The microphones.
No one knows. No one knows.
Sorry.
No one knows. But it is called Hotep or Ferengi.
All right. And for anyone who's unfamiliar with a Ferengi, is
your Yeah. Explain? Let's explain.
Okay.
For the people, like, for Ferengi, if you're familiar with Star Trek, especially I recently got done watching Deep Space Nine, so, you know, great show. But, yeah, Ferengi got gigantic heads, gigantic ears. They talk about, you know, you gotta have the lobes to be a real Ferengi. They're basically, like, the embodiment of capitalism and misogyny.
Yeah, this is true.
It's really... really what it goes to. So
I feel like you should also explain what a hotep is for our audience members.
Yeah, yeah. Ambush.
Why I gotta do it? You want me to do it?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I can explain my disdain for them.
That's kind of why I want you to do it.
Go ahead. I can explain. Okay. All right. As a former hotep.
No.
I'm of that era. What do you mean?
Fair.
Well, certainly.
On this man.
Toxic masculinity, like peak toxic masculinity. Just everything that we could possibly not say, they're waving a flag for it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this overarching message that we are protecting, we're fighting against the emasculation of black men
mm-hmm.
as a hotep, as a former hotep. and it's really it's steeped heavily in right wing talking points right now.
Mm.
A lot of their beliefs.
I've noticed
right
that
now, steeped heavily, very heavily. Some of the some of our highest paid celebrities are hoteps.
Mm. You know,
like Kanye dabbles.
He's been dabbling for sure.
Definitely for sure. Dave Chappelle dabbles.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah Washington.
Oh,
were you aware?
No.
Oh my! What? Huge Trump supporter.
Okay.
His Instagram is wild for the night.
What?
Oh yeah, he just jumped right off the cliff. Isaiah Washington.
Okay.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, hotepery. There it is.
Yeah.
In its finest.
And which inspired the fun game we like to do, where we just look at stories in the news, the hotep stories of the week or the last 2 weeks. And we find quotes related to them, and we just play a game. Was this a hotep, or was this a Ferengi?
Oh,
we got a studio audience here, so it's gonna be interactive. But first, I want to give you an example of some
foolishness.
Some Ferengi foolishness, if I can find this. Come on. Give me the quote. So I'm going to filibuster some more. Because actually, we can talk about the hotep stories in the news. Because there was a couple.
Great.
Oh, my first, this is from Vibe. Tory Lanez files Protect Black Men petition on behalf of Kanye West.
Can.
I'm sorry.
What? Can we? Oh, Tory Lanez, the mediocre shooter of Meg Thee Stallion.
Oh, my God.
Alleged. Keep our legal.
Give me a sec here. Let me get on my soapbox.
Please do.
I'm
going to
avoid cursing. I'm going to avoid cursing as much as possible. I don't play that alleged crap, B.
Uh-huh.
I don't play alleged. Oh. Alleged is like not a word I like to use. I've seen too many things happen on video. People still be alleging. And the allegedness of the alleging is what allows people to get off. That's how they get off. Nah, that's right. To speak 100% what happened.
What?
Yes.
Protect, what's it called?
Protect Black Men Act.
Protect Black Men. What was this based on, you asked? I guess Kanye was removed from the Coachella lineup because, you know, he's been harassing his wife.
Publicly.
Stalking, harassing. Seems pretty negative. Seems like something an energy you might not want at a show. I don't know. But that's just me.
Especially when you don't know what he's going to do on that stage.
But yeah.
To further harass her. Like, come on, dude.
Yeah, so that is that's what Tory Lanez is up to, again, while also currently in the middle of a court case for shooting Megan Thee Stallion.
Yes. Yep. In the foot.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. It sounds so much better without a ledge. It does.
So
I appreciate you.
Yeah, that's Tory Lanez. But yeah, to my Ferengi example before, because we can't really play this game without having an example of a conversation. So I just want to, Ado, can we do a dramatic reading here?
He's good at those.
Yeah, we got Nog and Jake here.
Nog and
basically
Jake.
Basically line by line. I'll start with the first.
Okay.
Because I'll be Nog and you can be Jake. It just goes back and forth. So, first line. Anyone who talks to a female with fawning respect is no Ferengi. It makes me sick.
Give me a second. You want to talk about sick? Sick is making Riska cut up your food for you. Oh.
Well, at least I didn't have her chew it. Ferengis.
Sorry, everybody.
Oh,
I didn't know what I was getting myself into.
Man, they are wild for them. Oh,
yes.
Geez.
Yes. So.
Cool.
With that, we're going to get into the game with our studio audience here. Make some noise, studio audience.
I love it.
Yes,
love it.
We love
yes.
the vibes.
We're at the dome.
We're at the dome with a studio audience.
Let's see. Where do we want to start? Where do we want to start?
And the way the game is played, we basically determine whether this is a hotep action or a Ferengi one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Either a hotep quote or a Ferengi quote. So
gotcha.
Let's go first. I went to the hospital and, oh yeah. Oh, there was another Hotep story I forgot. We had Tory Lanez. We also had Cam Newton also gave a great interview.
Cam?
Yeah. Title of the article, Cam Newton causes uproar with sexist comments during podcast experience. I won't give away too much. But yeah, we have quotes from Kanye, Tory Lanez, and Cam Newton here.
Okay.
And we have some quotes from Ferengi and their laws of life, the rules of acquisition.
Okay.
There are 286 of them.
Rules of acquisition.
Yes.
Okay.
For example, fantastic. Number 276, if at first you don't succeed, try to acquire again. Ferengis.
Wow. Oh, God. Oh, goodness.
Okay.
All right. So, we're in business. Okay. We've set it up. Hotep or Ferengi. So, first quote. Being broke was the reason why all these females would pass on me. Now I pull up in the S550 and I dash on them. And you know I don't spend any cash on them. Hotep or Ferengi?
I think we know the answer.
Yeah.
There's only one type of creature who says female, and that is a Hotep.
100%. 100%.
Mm-hmm.
We are one for one. We're one for one. Okay.
Alex, I see your face right now. I saw you experienced so much pain in that moment.
All right. We got...
I think we all do. Same.
So let's go with quote two. All I know is that any marriage where the female is allowed to speak and wear clothing is doomed to failure. Hotep or Ferengi?
Could it be both? I'm going to go Ferengi. Wow. Yeah?
Yep. Ferengi. We're Ferengi.
I just realized that my female comment now no longer applies. Because Ferengi definitely just said it. We're in dangerous zone now, everyone.
It's too close to call.
Number two, I went to the number three, excuse me. I went to the hospital because my brain was too big for my skull. Oh, Hotep or Ferengi?
I would love to involve our audience members here.
We got one for Hotep.
We got one for Hotep. There we go.
We got one for Ferengi.
Okay.
Tiebreaker.
Hotep.
Hotep.
Give us the answer.
Kanye West.
Hotep's win. Fantastic. Okay.
Yeah. Wait, he said this when?
Remember that interview at the White House? Or no, that press conference at the White House with Trump? And Jim Brown.
Right. We can't forget Jim Brown was there for that.
Sorry, Jim Brown.
I'm not apologizing.
Sorry, Jim Brown's legacy. But
put himself out there.
That happened. Yeah. So, where were we? Oh, no. We got some. I guess we can't keep score because we're involving everyone.
Yeah.
So,
things are going well, though.
Quote number four. Now, a woman for me is handling your own but knowing how to cater to a man's needs. Right, and I think a lot of times when you get that aesthetic of I'm a boss expletive, I'm a this, I'm a that. No, baby, but you can't cook. You don't know when to be quiet.
Oh.
You don't know how to allow a man to lead. Hotep or Ferengi?
That's full Hotep. That's full Hotep. I don't need to waste any time on that. Who was that?
Can we...
Was that Tory Lanez?
That was Cam Newton.
No.
All right, now read it back. That was Cam on a podcast?
Yes.
Can you read that quote one more time?
Read that back.
So for those, we established as Cam Newton, but yes. Now, one for me is handling your own, but knowing how to cater to a man's needs, right? And I think a lot of times when you get the aesthetic of I'm a boss expletive, I'm a this, I'm a that, no, baby, but you can't cook. You don't know when to be quiet. You don't know how to allow a man to lead.
Yo, he's wild. I don't know why people were mad.
I don't see it. Here's the thing with me.
I find it really interesting when you have celebrities saying things on podcasts. they kind of treat podcasts like it's something else.
Why do celebrities loosen up on podcasts?
Why would you loosen up on a podcast?
Like, it's still going out. It's still getting released.
You're on this podcast, assumably because it's hella popular. Why do you think this is where you should kick off your shoes and just be your worst self? Documented.
Let a man lead. Oof. Okay.
I mean, knowing when to be quiet, or however he phrased it.
Dog.
That's some quotes. That's some quotes.
That's wild. Cam's wild.
Wild in public.
Let's do a couple more. Let's see. What's going on? Wise men can hear profit in the wind.
Can hear profit in the wind.
I got one for Hotep.
Oh, God. What are we thinking, audience? Hotep or Ferengi here? Bruce?
That is rule number 22 of the laws of acquisition.
From the Ferengis.
Or the rules of acquisition.
Does it smell profit in the wind? Oh. Is that what he said?
Yeah. Wise men can hear profit in the wind.
Hear profit in the wind.
All right. All right.
That's wild, yo.
I'll give you.
Wow. Okay.
I feel like this is a good trick one. The vast majority of the rich in this galaxy did not inherit
their
wealth.
Well, you said galaxy.
Yeah.
You should have changed it to world. You should have said world.
We're all skip ass.
Like, I got this one.
Okay, fine. She's a female blank. And the one constant in the universe is females are trouble.
That sounds like... Nah. Is that Kanye?
Wait, repeat. Can you read it one more time?
She's a female blank. And the one constant in the universe is females are trouble.
Okay. We're talking about something here, because that's...
Wait, I see.
I know the
I
answer.
I see someone.
Yeah.
You think Tupac said that?
Oh, God.
I do not believe.
So the reason I'm going to go Hotep on this... It's and it's tricky because the word universe was used, but quite often in making universal statements, that happens. In the world, the universe, to try to magnify the importance of the statement. So I'm going to go Hotep with that one.
Oh. I know the answer, so I won't say anything. Audience members, any answers?
Y'all could cheat, basically.
Yes. I mean, I'm trying not to. As much as possible.
Your gamesmanship.
Thank you.
For our audience members, what are we thinking? Hotep or Ferengi here?
So we have an audience member who thinks it's
Ferengi or
Tupac? Wow. I'm assuming that's a Hotep answer, so we'll go with that.
It is a Ferengi quote.
No. Really?
That is all quirk.
Wow.
The fact that we can't tell the difference is just terrible.
Also, can we celebrate a good friend of the station just
walked in?
The Cam Jones is in the building.
Is in the building?
Cam Jones.
Cam Jones is in the building.
Right on time.
Talking about. That was good. Well, so good to see you, sir.
Yeah, well, welcome. Welcome to the Bruce Poinsett Show. Welcome to the B Block.
Yeah.
So, we just got done with Hotep or Ferengi, everyone's favorite game show. And we got 20 minutes, which brings me to the thing that no one needs to hear any more opinions about, but we're going to talk about it anyway. The slap at the Oscars.
Oh, man.
Dun, dun, dun.
It's time for a music break. I need to get back on the wheel.
No. So, I don't actually have new slap takes. I don't care.
Okay.
What I will say, though, is I feel like there's, you had a very interesting, very full black conversation after that.
Mm-hmm. Sure, definitely.
And then you also had white opinions that no one...
Yeah.
No one needed.
Nah. Can I bring up my favorite opinion?
Please do.
Was it Judd Apatow?
Amy Schumer, when she said she was traumatized by the slap. That brought me so much joy.
Bruh.
Because she... Was she even at the Oscars?
She was hosting.
She was one of the hosts.
Oh, she was the host?
She was the host.
Yeah. And she was traumatized by the slap that was not upon her.
No.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm still a fan of Judd Apatow.
Yes.
He could have killed him.
Yo, that infuriated me. I was like, what are you talking about? It was a chin check. Fam, chill out. Chill out. Like, yeah.
Did you see any of those memes where they just, like, animated, like, Chris Rock just, like, flying?
Absolutely. We've seen them.
Like the Bobby Shmurda hat?
Yeah.
Yes. I've seen those. I've seen those. Those are pretty good. Those are pretty tight.
I mean, honestly, though, even what I didn't like is, like, even, like, the day after, the 3 days after, the week after, I listen to a bunch of podcasts. I watch a bunch of YouTube channels. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to be, you know, I was crossing my fingers for some of my favorite white podcasters to just don't do it.
They could not resist. Leave it alone.
But the one that annoyed me the most was when it wouldn't be like the commentary, because like those you just kind of roll over and you're like, no. It'd be when they bring on like someone. I listen to a lot of Bill Simmons. I like the, you know, infrastructure, the ringer, all that. Mm-hmm. But then he tried to bring on Larry Wilmore and trick me into listening to it with like, oh, here's a black man whose opinion I'd actually like to hear. But mm-hmm. I don't need. That means I have to listen to you too, Bill. No.
What was his assessment?
I don't know. I didn't watch it. Oh, okay. He didn't get me.
Fine.
I think it's really funny, too. I frequent podcasts as well, and I watch an Australian nerd podcast, and they were talking about the slap. Like it applied to Morbius in any way, shape, or form. I was just trying to hear a bad review about a movie. And apparently, Will Smith and the slap chose to come up.
It affected the numbers of Morbius.
Apparently so. Apparently so. Numbers.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Nah.
Go ahead. I was gonna say what this did do though was it made me come back to a question I've kind of kicked back and forth in conversations with people over the years. And since we're on video here, I want to shout out Tyree, James, Samira. You may not like me crediting you, but at a certain point, you also said credit you if I ever did this live. So we're doing this.
Doing it live.
And it was this idea of what would happen? What could we accomplish if just for 1 year, 365 days, 366 in a leap year, what if white people went silent completely?
As far as giving opinions?
Oh, no, just like completely silent.
a mute white era.
Like, I mean, just think about every boardroom you've been in, every work discussion, every lecture. And have you ever thought to yourself, you know, if we didn't have the white opinions here, this would have all fallen apart.
I'm going to tell you, that's a hell of a concept for a sci-fi
episode of Black Mirror, right there.
Yeah, like I'm struggling to even comprehend what that would be like.
But let me throw this out here to you. Like, again, we've got a mixed audience, and I'm looking at one person in particular, but,
singular white audience member. Wait, repeat what you said.
I don't think it will prove fruitful.
I want
to know what you're thinking.
Okay. I missed that.
Possibly. I'm going to keep rolling with this. We'll see where this goes.
Okay.
I might convince some people. I might not. But as opposed to a sci-fi, you know, story, mm-hmm. what if this were, you know, a social media challenge, a movement, if you will. the white silence movement. Like, I mean, think about it. Like, I'm just going to say, like, in any discussion on any topic of race, history, math, science, sports. Mm-hmm. Like, you can find a person of color who is as, if not more, qualified to cover all the things, even the most, like, ancient of European history.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, like,
and we're deprived of those views.
We don't. Well, it's not just that we're deprived so much. It's just, like, again, part of this was inspired by, and I want to also shout out Amber Boydston, because this was inspired by an IG Live we did where this is me kind of somewhat changing my opinion, because on there, we're talking about like DEI trainings and everything. We're like, mm-hmm. we asked the question, you know, should white people get paid to do this or be able to get paid to do this? And I took the unpopular opinion of saying, yeah, why not? And they lit me up.
Amber lit you up.
Oh, yeah, obviously, but no, the whole chat lit me up. It was it was bad. One person, Max Smith, was on there. I want to shout him out and not say that, you know, if we find ourselves in another public forum, that this might come back. But, you know, it might. But they're like, because we were calling it two free Negroes is like our like cash line, right? And someone in the chat was like, 1 3/5 free Negroes.
Oh, no. I was like,
bro. Damn.
So I say that to say that I've had an evolution on this topic that brought me here today. And I just thought about it. But yeah, like, if you just had a year where everyone else, you know, all the other voices, you have all the other voices, and it's just white people sitting and listening and taking in and learning and whatever else, you know, whatever else can get done, are you sure we could not solve, like, 75% of the world's problems?
That, again, I'm still wrapping my head around what that could even look and feel like, but I think it would be damn near impossible from a population that is used to having their opinions represented in every part of the culture. Like, period. Like, every part of the culture.
There's some strategy to
so
it.
So what I'm saying is, yeah, there would have to be.
But just like,
we can work with it theoretically.
If it were...
We'll give out free t-shirts.
if it were a challenge where it was like, all right, y'all don't say nothing for a year. There are so many things that they can say without saying anything.
I have a question as well.
You know what I'm saying?
Are they allowed to speak in their homes? Like, are we just saying...
Just for fun, let's say no. let's be real cruel about this.
And, like, where does this spread? Like, is Friends still allowed on TV? Like, are white people watching... So, like, let's say you are a white person.
So they can watch white people talk on TV.
And you're like, dang, I want to watch a rerun of Friends. Do you now have to watch A Different World instead? Or girlfriends.
You know what? I like that we're talking this out and really strategizing what this can look like. Like, this is
I spent all week thinking about this.
This is a great visioning session.
Yes.
I was just throwing out a ridiculous idea, but let's make this happen. Yeah. Yeah, let's do that. Let's actually.
We're getting into the weeds.
Yes. No, because we had the conversation about, you know, like, people not listening or not playing certain, you know, artists.
Oh, right.
Doing things earlier. And I had to think about, you know, where is my, where are the many layers of my hypocrisy in this going to come out?
Uh-huh.
What will be a replacement for Cheers?
Look, man, listen, the layers of hypocrisy recorded. So.
Actually, no. This actually brings up a good question. Think about all the new things you can discover. Think about all the shows someone has recommended to you on Hulu or something that you haven't watched yet because of reruns of what you grew up on as a child. Like, I feel like I'm stumbling into, like, a legitimate argument here.
It's about to get real.
I'm just saying, like, imagine a world. Like, we've tried everything else, haven't we?
Okay. Nah, I see where you're going. I can appreciate this.
I can appreciate this.
We can incentivize, like I said, you know, I say free t-shirts, but you've been to Blazer games. Like, you can motivate people. We can do this right here. Like, I would, if I had, like, a t-shirt cannon and I could be in the middle of Pioneer Square and just say, are you ready to join the movement? I just have, like, a t-shirt with, like, a thing of duct tape rolled around it just for people. We could do this.
I think it's going to be hard.
It's
going to be tough.
Still not feeling it. See, that was my argument on the IG Live, too.
And you got tore up.
Yeah, because I was thinking about the moments where I was like, I've had a lot of, like, white people inspire me or be mentors in my time, you know? But then I thought about it some more, and I was like...
Who else could have been in that position?
Well, no, not even who else could have been there, but, like, yeah, you're going to lose, you know, you're going to lose some insight. But think about all the lack of insight that you also get rid of. Think about all the, like, like, and I'm not even just talking about, you know, like, the obvious, you know, white supremacists we, you know, talked about earlier. Even just the people who are like, I'm just here to help. I don't really know. I, like, I demand to sit on your board and make decisions. You know, think about all that you also lose. Like, it's kind of like, and remember, it's just a year.
That's true. That's very true. I was going to bring up that point. We're not doing this forever. Would you say white people take 1 year?
Just 1 year.
Take a year. Take a year.
Because true, I was even thinking about this, like, if we're doing it for a year, you know, like, radio stations, like, no white artists anymore, just for 1 year. It isn't forever. 1 year, music is gone, media is gone, everything is from the view of people of color for a whole year, and then the year after, then we can talk about it. Then we can be like, how was your experience?
I see what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we could.
We could.
Or
oh, goodness.
We could just move on like it never happened. Just completely dismiss whatever trauma you have. That was your 2023.
Yeah, exactly. Why y'all bringing up old stuff?
Leave the past in the past. Come on. I would be so scared that, like, let's say, like, this happens in 2023, right? In 2024, I'm really scared about what white supremacist movements would grow out of the white silence.
Bruh. Yeah. Yeah.
See, so, yeah, you gotta talk about, like, the backlash. Is
yeah,
like,
the backlash
is serious, a big one.
The backlash to Obama was a lot. What would the backlash to a year of white silence be?
Nah. It's dangerous. Ooh.
Nah, I'm not sure we need that.
Because, like, even the most, like, white liberal person at some point is going to be like, I want to talk about, you took this away from me. I want to speak.
It's a wrap.
And then, you know,
it's a wrap, B.
Unless, of course. But we live in a world with, like, you know, where we don't treat people going through stuff. So, like, I mean, that year could just be just completely damaging, you know? And then we just don't have to, you know. I'm not winning anyone with this argument, but we're just going to keep spiraling.
I think in fun concept, you know, like, it could be fun. I think my biggest concern is, like, I think from our point of view, it's really easy to be like, oh, you get a year of listening, you get a year of learning, you get a year of understanding. But we are also dealing with the people who have continued to marginalize and find reasons to hate very easily. So now we're dealing with that level of rage for almost no reason. And now they're like, you made us be quiet for a year. Now we have a reason.
Yes.
What's you radicalize them.
But also, let's think about this from a, you're going glass half empty. Let me go glass half full. What can be attained, what can be acquired in that year of time to where, let's say you have some resentful people coming out afterwards where you're just like, oh yeah, this, I would worry about this, but I'm doing all right now. Like,
I hit the point.
Good luck with that.
Now hit the point. Okay, because, like, here's my thing. For things to be fully shifted, we need the Silence Act for at least 5 years. Too long.
It would need to become a different way of life.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. When you start, like, piloting things, even, like, really bad ideas, as long as they, like, once they, like, last for a while, they stay there. I mean, I just watch this bit on the NFL draft, so I know this works. Like, there are a lot of bad traditions in the U.S.
Yes, it's the history of the U.S.
Just to bring it traditions back to some semblance of something.
Yeah.
The question really becomes, but how much worse of an idea is this than present?
You know, I don't know if I can argue with you there.
I could think of plenty of bad policies. We were literally talking about, you know, armed guards at homeless camps earlier.
Right.
True. Very correct.
I am not a mayor's aide. Mm-hmm. People with official positions put that out.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm just a podcast host saying ridiculous stuff in the middle of Pioneer Square.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good God.
Killed it. Let me tell you, I'm not against it. I just might like go into hiding once it's done.
The backlash is no one's ready for it.
Yeah.
No one wants backlash.
The backlash would be rough.
Nah.
So.
But like that year might be kind of cool. Juneteenth would be crazy. Juneteenth would be very lit. Huh?
Yeah.
Yes.
I ain't ready for all that. I ain't ready for all that.
I'll get back to workshopping the White Silence movie. It's not done. Okay. It's not done.
We're going to work out some of the kinks.
Take it back to the drawing board.
We're going to take it back to the drawing board. We're going to get a commercial. We're going to get everything. I just need some actors to be like, I'm joining the movement. I'm joining the movement.
If you can get Taylor Swift to join, you're good.
Ah, might be a little bit of a reach, but...
Hey.
Wow. You just saying that made it halfway real to me.
Think about it. If Taylor Swift put some duct tape on her face and then just hit a thumbs up and was like, I'm joining the movement, that's a lot of white people joining the movement. Out of their own choice. You might only get them for like a month.
Oh, so make it trendy. Gotcha.
Yeah, you got to make it trendy.
Okay.
You got to make it cool.
Wait. Because technically we got 1 minute, so we're going to do it. Gotta do a little mathematical comparison for this moment, because when that happens, you've spoken this into existence.
Oh goodness.
When Taylor Swift endorses this movement,
okay,
and it becomes big, mm-hmm, we gotta know where it started. Mm-hmm. So tonight on 4/19/2022, I'd like to call up anyone, come up to the front of the congregation to join the movement, be a pioneer. Be the first.
Be a pioneer in the
one white audience member. Yes. Is coming up. I don't know if we have the tape on us.
No. We did not come prepared with
we
tape.
We did not come prepared with
tape. Appreciate, oh.
We appreciate you being willing to join the movement.
But let the camera show. We started somewhere. It wasn't just crickets. There was one.
Y'all wildin'.
Yes,
Taylor Swift, this is a call out, please, if you are willing to endorse the white silence movement. The trademark goes to Bruce Poinsett and the Bruce Poinsett Show and the Numbers FM. Thank you.
And again, I'd just like to shout out Samira, Tyree, and James. This was also your idea. Take credit.
Yes. Trademark goes to them as well.
No.
Never mind. Sorry. Only like, Bruce Poinsett Show.
God forbid I make some actual money. you all might have like morals and scruples. On that Ferengi. Movement's already started with the mask.
Mm.
We just gotta.
Okay, there's merit there.
People just gotta stop talking. The white people just gotta stop talking. And we ballin'. Taylor Swift. Whenever you're ready.
And with that, I don't know what this 2 hours has been, but this has been the Bruce Poinsett Show again. Catch the show every second and fourth Wednesday on the Numbers FM. Catch extra bonus clips or extra clips on youtube.com/Bruce Poinsett. Bonus clips, bonus discussions on patreon.com/Bruce Poinsett. And I'd just like to thank Ado, Ambush, Taya, Alex, Can, the whole audience here.
You said your name is Too-Raw? Very nice to meet you, Too-Raw.
Yeah. Too-Raw. Yes. The first person to join the White Silence movement that will grow and continue to grow.
You and this infomercial.
I told you, it's the world's most dangerous infomercial, the Bruce Poinsett Show. We'll see you another time. Oh, I forgot. Pay black people. Actually,
hey,
black people,
it really won't hurt you. Thank you, and good night, everyone.
Thank you.